This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. And we are delighted to welcome in the Hall of Famer himself, Jimbo Cover, joins us on the Alpamonte Ford Hotline, Alpamonte Ford in Melrose Park. Jimbo, great talking to you again. How you doing?
Good morning, guys. How you doing?
Hey, Jimbo.
We're doing great, and you know, we're really interested in a lot of the stuff connected to this game, and maybe one of the greatest storylines here is when you read about the Chiefs' offensive line and the way they go about what they're doing and the idea that they make sure that they always are the team that is creating contact. They fire off the ball and they're hitting the opponent and they're driving them back, and that's why the running game works the way it does. And the Niners. And it's fascinating to think about the Niners running game. And the idea that the holes, I mean, they're gigantic. And part of that is because they initiate contact. Is that an offensive lineman's dream?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, to get a little weight forward and move people off the ball, I think is a lot of fun. And, you know, for an offensive lineman, you'd rather be running the football and creating momentum and I think it's important to take control of games like that. And you don't want to be, you know, down 21 and trying to pass block all the time. But, you know, you think about what those guys did. They were down, 24-7 or 24-0? Yeah. And they just, you know, the Chiefs came back and were able to, because they passed the ball, and they were able to do that. But the Niners, man, they're going to be hard to beat. If you can control the football and you can keep it away from Kansas City, it's going to be an interesting matchup. So I'm really looking forward to seeing it.
So as a former offensive lineman, when you look at a team like the 49ers that tries to establish the tempo by running the football, and you fall in love with that idea and how they do that with their offensive line, how do you favor that approach more than you do against like the Chiefs? The Chiefs, they don't like to run the ball. They don't run the ball because they have the weapons. They have the Patrick Mahomes. It's force versus finesse, Jimbo. Do you lean toward force out of habit?
Oh, I do. I think all offensive linemen do. I think the issue is, though, if you think about it, you know, let's say 20 years ago, you know, the running backs were at a premium. I mean, people wanted a great running back. You know, they wanted the Walter Payton and guys like that, LaDainian Tomlinson, guys that can play and control game. They got away from that because they focus so much on the quarterback position. And if it's third and two, there's well just pass it, you know, and that's kind of what the league started doing. The 49ers never got away from just running the football, creating momentum, making first downs, you know, having time possession, keeping the other, you know, offense off the field. And that's what we did very well. I think I looked at it. Someone told me, on the stats thing. And I think I started 111 games, 110 games. And I think we led in the games I started in time possession in like 92 of them.
Wow. That's unbelievable. So
that's how you keep your other, you know, offense off the field and control games.
That's how you help your defense too. Jimbo, you're going to be with Coach Ditka, right? The 11th annual Ditka and Jaws Cigars with the Stars is benefiting the Gridiron Greats, which Ditka is very tight with, their assistance fund, and Ron Jaworski, the Jaws Youth Playbook. You're there because you're a Hall of Famer, but you're there because you're a champion, but you also, you know, care about this event, right?
Yeah, we do. Last night at my golf club, we raised a pretty good chunk of money for Gridiron Greats, and it's an enthusiastic membership and down here in Florida, and really feel that, you know, the things they're doing at Gridiron Greats and the people that they're helping and, you know, guys that are just, you know, played in the league a while ago that are just, you know, less fortunate, that guys like me and other people have been able to just get together and say, hey, how can we help? So we did that last night, and tonight is the Dick and Jaws Cigars with the Stars, we're calling it. And it's at the Paramount Miami World Center. A friend of mine, Art Falcone, owns it. So it'll be from 7 to 11 tonight. There's still tickets available. And if you're down here and would like to go, I think you can go on the website and do it at dickajawscigars.com. And if you use a code DICKA100, all capital, you can get $100 off. But, I mean, it's really an important cause. And, you know, the Gridiron Greats is just – you know, has been really important to me and Coach Dick. And, you know, we're helping with medical assistance, financial assistance, and other things like that, and just kind of getting guys that need a little help to get it. So I think it's important.
So, Jimbo, how different has it been this week walking around Miami as a Hall of Famer? We're running in and rubbing shoulders with other Hall of Famers. How different is that?
It's kind of cool. Yeah, it's kind of cool. It's good seeing everybody. And last night we had this thing at my golf club, and we had some guys there. Tony Siragusa came. Mark Sanchez came. It was really nice. Coach Dick came. So, you know, it's fun seeing all the guys. And now doing this Radio Row thing as a Hall of Famer is a little bit different. But they got me stacked up. So it's a lot of fun.
Who are you picking in the game?
You know, we started talking about that kind of running game and Kansas City's ability to come back with a passing game. And, I mean, I love Kansas City. I think Mahomes is one of the most exciting players to come around in a long time. But you know what? I mean, if they can keep him off the field with that running game, it's going to be really interesting. So I kind of like the 49ers. You know, I just feel like their defense is strong and they got a great running game. And it's kind of a recipe for success when you have things like that. And if you can keep the other offense off the field and keep Mahomes on the bench, they're going to be hard to beat.
I know he came after you. Before we let you go, do you know Andy Heck, the Chiefs offensive line coach? He also played for the Bears.
Yeah, I know Andy.
Yeah,
I know Andy. I met him a couple times. In fact, Joe Moore, who's my line coach, coached him at Notre Dame. So I met Andy when he was at Notre Dame and then a couple times after that. And, he knows how to coach. And, you know, he's a Joe Moore guy. And any of those Joe Moore guys like Harry and those other guys, I mean, they know what they're doing. So there's just not too many guys like that in the league that really get it. And he's one of them. So it'll be interesting.
Yeah, it should be a decent game. I'm a little surprised that the point spread is only one. I think Mahomes, you talk to people about it, it just seems kind of wacky that that so many people – I'm glad to hear you picking the Niners because I was leaning that way, and I think so many people are falling in love with the point total.
Well, I'm an NFC guy too. So,
there you go.
Right? I mean, we should be NFC guys.
That's right. So. We're trained in that. All right.
Have fun tonight, Jimbo.
Thank you. Great catching up with you as always.
Hey, thanks,
really appreciate
guys. I really appreciate it. And thank you for letting me plug Gridiron Greats. I appreciate it. And I'll talk to you soon.
Okay, yep. Sounds great. That is Jimbo Covert, the Hall of Famer.